By the time I got to high school, we had, no, we had two black teachers.
Is that East Providence High?
Yeah. Okay. Because Dr. Walker, and then Dr. Ramis, and then my brother. Now, there probably is, there, but there were other black teachers, but in the Gonzales family, but they were in elementary. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't experiencing that, but there were other black teachers. Black teachers started showing up. So that's when you knew things were changing.
And the dates now are like the 60s, mid, late 60s?
Yeah. Okay. But Dr. Walker was probably early 60s. My brother was there in 67. Izzy was already there. And Dr. Ramis was already, I mean, Dr. Walker was there long before Izzy. Yeah. So you could check that record.
And Kenny Walker, he was like also officiating all the basketball games.
He was
everything. So well known around the state.
He was everything. Yeah. He was
the... He smoked that pipe. Yeah. That's what I always remember him.
He was the... And he never got his just dues. He never got the acknowledgement, the recognition that he needed and deserved. As a matter of fact, I'm a member of the Martin Luther King State Commission.
Yeah.
And the first time I got a chance to recommend someone, I recommended Dr. Walker. Even though he wasn't our favorite in school. Because we were afraid of him.
He was tough.